listener production.
One of the biggest tumbles of the year for the Aussie share market.
Join us as we unpack what drove today's steep declines.
Good afternoon, I'm Steve.
I'm Laura.
It's Tuesday, the 16th of April. Welcome to the CommSec Market Update.
Good afternoon, Stevie.
Laura, ouch. What a day. Terrible day.
I didn't want to do the podcast today, only because I don't want to report on the bad news. There's almost no silver lining in today's declines.
There's not. I mean, the Aussie market's down 1.7% as we head into the close. The silver lining, I guess, is it could have been worse.
It could have been, yes.
I mean, we're down
it
about...
It could always be worse, right?
It could be. But if nothing changes now, this will be the worst day for our market in a little over a month. But
and the second worst day of the year.
Exactly. But if we fell a little more than this, where we were earlier, we were down about 2.1% at the worst, it would have been the worst day in over a year. So
yes.
I guess that's the good news.
1 month versus 1 year, certainly better.
Exactly. But still, it doesn't change the fact that, you know, we're on a four-day losing streak now. We've declined by roughly 3% over that period. It's taking us further away from the record highs we'd enjoyed a couple of weeks ago. We're about 3.7% shy of those levels now. And our market generally, well, you know, was earlier, we actually sank to a two-month low.
And unsurprisingly, what has driven today's declines? Obviously, last night we did see retail spending numbers coming out of the US and they were stronger than what markets had expected. We're expecting to see a lift of 0.4% in March. Instead, we got a lift of 0.7%. And this essentially, in English, shows that people still have money in their pockets to be spending at the shops. We recently had a stronger jobs report showing that the labor market is still quite tight. We've had a few consecutive months where inflation has been hotter than expected. It's not looking good for interest rate cuts this year.
That's the concern, isn't it? Because, you know, on the one hand, you've got signs of further strength of the US economy. People are still spending. If they've got money in their pockets or not, that is a different question, I guess. They might be spending it on credit cards or taking on more debt, perhaps, or spending what they don't have. But markets are nervous that this is going to push out that first rate cut potentially in the United States. And in addition to this, markets are nervous about military conflict between Israel and Iran, even though the initial attack from Iran was stopped, and still concerns of this potentially widening retaliation, further attacks and back and forth. And then the US profit reporting season, which kicked off late last week, that's continuing. Mixed results, some positive numbers, but markets are looking past this at the moment.
And the cherry on top of all of this is that we got some numbers out of China today. And by some numbers, I mean the big dump of the month. That's what they call it, right? The data dump.
Yeah. So once a month, we get all of this data out of China, which tells us, you know, how their factories are doing, how active they are, how many orders they're getting, how much people are spending over there. But we also get economic growth numbers, which was what we got today. Now, these numbers were out at 12 p.m. Sydney time today. They were mixed overall and absolutely could not arrest the fall in Aussie markets, which just continued really for at least for part of the afternoon. So China's economy grew more than expected over the past 3 months, and the amount of money being invested on things like roads and factories and property, that actually rose. But questions are being asked about how sustainable that is, because factories aren't quite as active and retail spending as well, much worse than expected in China. So that's not really helping our market. What might have helped our market lift off its lows this afternoon over the past couple of hours at least could be signs that the US market might not get off to quite as poor of a start when it reopens in the early stages.
Yeah, and in terms of China, just back to that, of course, we have been worried about China's economy for quite some time now, especially since they've emerged out of COVID lockdowns. They're the world's second largest economy, our largest trading partner here in Australia, which is why we watch this so closely. Demand from China also plays a big part in commodity prices like iron ore, for example. Of course, we have a lot of big iron ore miners on our market, so that's why we watch that closely. So basically, the effects of a sluggish China are really being felt across the globe, you could say, which is why today's data, while mixed, didn't help our market at all.
Across the different sectors today, all 11 sectors are down. In fact, 10 of the 11 sectors are falling by more than 1% at the moment. And 9 in every 10 companies on our share market is also down. So some of those interest rate sensitive areas are continuing to struggle. Property trusts are down almost 2%. Tech down by around that, a little over 1%. The miners are down about 2%. And the major banks are also in negative territory.
Exactly. Only 14 of the top 200 stocks are actually improving as we go into the close. Why don't we take a look at some of the individual stocks? So Star Entertainment are just continuing to fall. I mention it again because they're actually the worst performer by far going into the close. They're down another 12%, making it the fourth straight session of declines. Mm-hmm. They're now not far off their all-time low, just around 1 cent away from their lowest level ever, which was 41.5 cents, which they hit just in February. And this is all on the back of issues that put its casino license on the line. Of course, their court hearing began yesterday. I talked about it in yesterday's podcast. So I guess we're just waiting to see an outcome there.
Yeah, I mean, it's down 18% this year. It was at $1.68 at its best levels last year. Now it's at 42 cents. So it's really plummeted. Supermarkets also in focus. CEOs of both Woolies and Coles face the Senate inquiry into supermarkets. Some fiery exchanges were had over supermarket prices and been grilled on how supermarkets are setting their prices in the face of, you know, all the cost of living challenges facing consumers. So, you know, supermarkets in the red with pretty much the rest of the market today.
Biotech company Imugene was in focus as well on news. It's selling its manufacturing facility in North Carolina for $6 million. They'll also receive some milestone-driven payments over 3 years. This is part of a strategic manufacturing supply agreement and partnership with another biotech company. So basically, they'll overtake the manufacturing process as part of an outsourcing agreement. And Imugene is actually going to benefit from this quite a lot. They mentioned this will reduce their staff by 50%, saving them $32 million. And it's always quite interesting to see how investors respond to news because sometimes it's just not the outcome you expect. So today we have seen Imugene shares down by over 8%. But of course, this could be on the back of the broader sell-off we're seeing in the market today as well.
Dividends as well coming through today. Not really as many as yesterday when we had Car Group and also Cochlear paying out divs, but we had Chorus today and Hub24 paying dividends. And actually, Hub24 also came out with some quarterly numbers today. Now, it fell about 2.5% today. For those who aren't familiar with the company, it sells an investment platform used by the wealth management industry, but other software as well. One called Class, which is used across a number of different industries, but quite extensively by lawyers to manage client notes and documents too. So shares fell today despite a record March quarter. Big lift in the amount of money on their investment platforms, and it also had a lift in the number of advisors using its platforms, but it just couldn't shake off the broader decline on local markets.
Let's look ahead to tonight because there are a few things going on in the US. So we have an update on things like industrial production, housing starts, business inventories. We also have earnings continuing.
Yeah, and on the earnings front, Bank of America, Johnson & Johnson, Morgan Stanley, United Airlines. So continue to see many of those financials coming up with numbers.
A speech from my mate, JP. How exciting. Jerome Powell, the leader of the Federal Reserve, he's due to participate in a fireside chat about economic trends in North America. So not too sure if he will touch on anything interest rate related, but still potentially one to watch. A few other Fed speakers speaking as well. Bank of England, Gov Bailey is speaking too. So a few central bank leaders speaking tonight.
I think it's especially going to be interesting to hear from some of these central bankers, considering that kickoff date, I guess, for rate cuts keeps getting pushed back and there are questions being asked. So that's still going to be interesting. Tomorrow on our market, not much on the economic front really to move the needle, but we've got a few dividend payments and stocks trading ex-div. So Saul Pattinson, ex-div, but we've also got Sigma, Flight Center paying out dividends. Bank of Queensland will be out with a half year result. And then some quarterly numbers from the likes of Rio Tinto and Evolution Mining. So there'll be plenty to watch tomorrow.
Another busy day ahead.
Quickly also, just keep in mind that the big day for us in Australia will be Thursday because that's when we get those job numbers, which could be very important for the conversation around rate cuts here in Australia. So keep your eyes on that.
We'll give you a preview in tomorrow afternoon's podcast.
Have a great one, everyone.
Bye-bye.
This podcast is prepared, approved and distributed in Australia by Commonwealth Securities Limited, ABN 60067254399, AFSL 238814. The information does not take into consideration your objectives, financial situation or needs. Consider the appropriateness of the information before acting and if necessary, seek appropriate professional advice. Listener.